We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Mayor Deshaun Williams released a statement yesterday addressing the growing presence of federal authorities in Urbana over the past few weeks in a Facebook post. The post comes after confirmed sightings of Immigration Customs Enforcement in Urbana October 21st. Williams confirmed that, despite ICE activity in Urbana, the Urbana Police Department has not, quote, participated in, coordinated with, or provided assistance for any of these actions, end quote. According to Williams, the city of Urbana will remain committed to its sanctuary city resolution as well as to Illinois state law. In addition, Williams emphasized the city's dedication to protecting Urbana residents, writing, quote, although municipal governments cannot legally interfere with federal enforcement actions, Urbana stands unwavering in its commitment to protect our residents, ensure equal access to city services for all people, regardless of race, color, or national origin, end quote. Williams encouraged residents to know their rights and take advantage of city resources regarding immigration and legal protections. For more information, visit Sophia Vasilikolopoulos' article at dailyalini.com. Moving on to Champaign news, starting November 19th, Tyler Funk will serve as the City of Champaign's next fire chief. City Manager Joan Walls was more than happy to announce Funk's appointment, saying, quote, I'm pleased to announce Tyler Funk's appointment as the city's next fire chief. Chief Funk is not only well-respected throughout the state, but he is also the right chief at the right time to lead the current and next generation of our fire department, end quote. Funk started at the Champaign Fire Department in 1997, diligently rising through the ranks. Funk has served as acting fire chief during the city's COVID emergency, as fire marshal, taught incident command system training, and was a member of Illinois' MABUS hazmat deployment team before retiring as deputy fire chief in July 2023. Funk expressed his gratitude for the appointment, saying, quote, I'm grateful and honored by the city manager's confidence and trust she places in me to lead our city's amazing fire department. I will proudly support our distinguished firefighters and amazing staff, and together we will continue to build upon the department's proud tradition of excellence, service, and safety for Champaign residents. End quote. Closing out with local politics, the Champaign City Council held its regular meeting at the city building last night. The meeting started with the introduction of newly hired and promoted employees to the City of Champaign, as well as the new City Center team. The City Center team is tasked with the cleaning and maintenance of Champaign's downtown, midtown, and campus town areas. This meeting also marked the vote on a 5-year contract to make Aero Ambulances NFP the sole EMS provider of Champaign. The vote passed unanimously and is set to take effect on November 15th. Moving into the township meeting, Kyle Patterson, the Champaign Township Supervisor, announced his resignation, citing health reasons.
For several years now, I have experienced ongoing health issues. It has become apparent that this job's stress and pressure have had a detrimental impact on my health, and therefore, I must leave to be able to take better care of my health.
A special meeting will be held on the 18th to vote on his resignation and begin the process of filling his vacancy within 60 days. To learn more about yesterday's meeting, please visit champaignil.gov. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Kyler Bowie, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.